You're on Joy 94.9, Different Strokes. That was The Sounds with Tony the Beat. They gave the beat a name, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Before that was Backstreet Boys with Larger Than Life. You're in the middle of our staple segment on Different Strokes, Shoe Swap. And now it's time for Jade Gulliver to be a bit of a matchmaker.
Yep.
Did you like the sleazy tone in the voice? I see your stomach churning from here.
Well, the whole thing really made my stomach churn because I'm so bad at giving, like, people always come to me and want advice and stuff, and I'm so very, like,
I do actually go to Jade for relationship advice, but, you know, I think
people assume because I'm in a relationship, then I must be, like, really good at relationships or something, but it's probably not the case. And I'm very kind of I find myself being so brutal at times that it's a bit, I'm sure it's off-putting to people because I'm like, nah, forget
yeah,
about it.
I've to be honest, everyone, I have had a few, you know, quite razor sharp resolutions from Jade Gulliver here herself. She's told me, like, nah, he's not right. Dave, you're very hopeful, but nah. You said that to me last week.
Yeah, I know. I don't mean to be that way, but I don't know. I don't think I believe in love the same as you do, Dave. And that was automatically going to be difficult for me to be a matchmaker because I think to be a good matchmaker, you have to have this sort of sense of believing in love or, you know, this optimism almost. And, like, I just thought, oh, God, number one, how am I going to find two people who are single, who are interested in? Well, see, this is the thing, right? I don't know that many single people who are like looking or whatever. That
you're
sitting
right across one right now, honey.
I know.
Right across
I know. that would also want to be set up by me, some random.
That eliminates almost everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And so anyways, I went about this challenge thinking, okay, well, how am I going to do this? So I went and found, you know, what I should have done, right, was organized to set up single people who I didn't know, because that way, if I stuffed up, it wasn't going to, you know, end friendships or anything like that. But in any case, what I did is I set up two people. Number two, Dave, zero gaydar for me, right?
This is going to be a good story, I can tell. He's married with kids.
Well, you know, just because a guy likes to pay more attention to his hair than I do doesn't mean he's gay. But anyways,
this is a good story, everyone. I can feel it coming along well.
It's really not. See, the thing is, right, so I decided, okay, I'm going to set up these two people. And I was like, okay, well, how do I even start? Like, what do I say? Like, you know, people come to me and say, I'm single, I'm looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. Or they met, you know, or they're happy to be single. So I was like, am I setting up people who want a relationship or am I setting up people who are single?
Mm. Oh, deep. I just felt that vibe just there, yeah. Deep. So they're looking for different things, you know, not all single people are after the same thing.
Yeah, anyway, so I found two people who were single and had mentioned to me at times that they wanted a relationship because I thought, well, you know, we need to make sure we're at least on par. I mean, it probably would have been easier to do the single, like I'm just looking for a date type thing, but anyways, I like a challenge. Anyway, I started by, you know, trying to grease the wheels.
This sounds very dirty already.
Trying to come up with common interests almost by, you know, slotting in the name of the other person, like in a conversation.
Ah.
Being like, oh, yeah, they really like that too. I'm going to keep completely anonymous and non-gender/pronoun specific on this one to protect all identities. I eventually sort of got to the whole, well, what do you think about, you know, potentially going out with this person, blah, blah, blah.
They haven't even met yet, Jade.
No, see. And like, you know, what if I arrange this meeting because I'm going to be socially awkward the whole time. So you'll probably have to talk to each other the whole time because I won't be able to say anything. And and the thing is, right, it turns out that I got typed completely wrong and I'm just really bad. Like, I don't,
was it so close yet so far?
I feel like I just don't know what I'm doing enough to even help.
Socially awkward case one.
Yeah.
Just from a bit of a matchmaker from me to you.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, because I'm so good at what I do not.
You have to be more sly about it?
No, not so much that, but bear in mind that opposites do attract sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, when looking for a potential partner, sitting on my Dr. Phil couch right now...
As a single man
who can't catch anything for himself, I'm thinking sometimes a little bit of opposite does attract. So let's say he likes dream girls and I like dream girls too. That don't mean that we're both going to be on the same page. He could hate Beyonce and I'd be gutted. You know, I'd be damned if he hates Beyonce. You know, so close yet so far. So don't put all your money, you know, on just the similarities.
What I should have done is relied more on the premise of our entire radio show.
The different strokes chemistry that bonds us both, Jade.
But so. how do you create chemistry, right? The thing is, Dave, you and I met through random circumstances and you develop... I don't think you can contrive something like that.
It's very different and very special. And, you know, yeah. I think people have to go and find that for themselves ultimately.
Yeah.
It's not something any matchmaker, either myself or, freakily enough, Jade Gulliver, can do. So we'll leave that to the laps of the gods and all our, you know, single and looking people out there. In the meantime, we've got music coming out by We Are Scientists and Lindsay Lohan. Couldn't get more different, just like both of us.
Excellent.
And... the SMS line is still open. We're still waiting for more New Year's resolutions coming. We've got a few already.
Yeah.
More New Year's resolution stories, because coming right up next, we've got our Ask Jade segment, which is all about New Year's resolutions.
Yes, it is.
You're on Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.